Yesterday we learned by Rav Ashi, Yichaya Kaichel Asumchis, Kaichel Dami Yailai. We learned Yibaya, which ended in a Teku, by Tsumchis, if Kaichel or not. And I mentioned to you yesterday, the Machlaikis, that the Russian Rambam were mashmit this, because the Russian Rambam hold that the Yibaya is Dafka like Tsumchis, and that there's no Yibaya according to the Chacham, like Tsumchis. And we're wondering, does he have a halacha mishum Sinai at all? So we're wondering, according to him, so now he can have anybody. But with Idan, it's Pashut. So I asked you, which way is Pashut? Pashut, which way? Ba'kayach kaycha. So the Rosh says that it's Pashut, that kayach kaycha is kekaycha. That puts Pashut, that kayach kaycha is kekaycha. Stoma, and his hechruch is the svara that I think this is what the Rosh means, is what I mentioned yesterday, that the shita of Taisis and the Rosh is that the tsrairis is a kula. The Allah HaMishim Sinai tsrairis is a kula. We mentioned in the beginning of the parak there are two ways to learn. Either tsrairis normally would be chayiv nezek shalem and the Torah was meikel. The Tzvaris would normally be Pater and the Torah was Mashmit. So Tosis learns the Feirish that the Halacha Moshav Sinai of Tzvaris is Lahoke al Olav. Is a Kula. It would normally be Chayiv. If Tzvaris is Lahoke al, so what are we talking about according to Sumchis that our Tzvaris Kayach Kaycha would be Chayiv Nezek Shalem? It must be that our Pisvara Tzvaris is Chayiv Lagamri. And also Mishum Sinai is coming to be Mekel. That was Gemara Zibayah. The Sumchas Maider is also Mishum Sinai to be Mekel, make a Chatzi Nezek. Okay, we said all this yesterday. And the Yaitim Edvareinu is that the Rosh holds that Kayach Kaychai in Svara is Kikaychai. Kayach Kaychai in Svara is Kikaychai. And the Gemara is a Shaila in a unique case here in the Gemara. Problem is, there's a Sugya in Makis, Tavzayin Amid Beis, which says the opposite. The Sugya in Makis, Tavzayin Amid Beis, says that Kayach Kaycha is Lav Kaycha. The Gemara there is talking about killing somebody. Killing somebody by throwing a rock and hitting a date, if you remember the case, threw a rock and it hit a date, the date flew down, not clear if the date hit another date, and the other date flew down, and it killed somebody. Must have been allergic to dates or something. I don't know how a date killed somebody exactly. But, actually, you ever saw dates on a tree? As an extract, so they found a tree. They grow in gigantic clumps, like bananas. Gigantic clumps of the tree. So they could be heavy enough to kill somebody. Very nice straw in the summer, and you see palm trees. You look up, those palm trees they have dates. You'll see they grow they don't grow like apples. They grow like bananas, and great, they join these clumps. Anyway, however it killed somebody. And the Gemara there says that Kayach Kaychai is Potter. If it wouldn't be the end of his man and we have to move, I would go into the case of the Gemara. But you have to take my word for it. The Gemara is saying that Kayach Kaychai is Potter l'kuli alma. It's Machlaik is there, Rebbe and the Chachamim. What's Kayach Kaychai? But the Kayach Kaychai l'kuli alma, Gemara says it's Potter, and it appears to be Shver. On this Rosh, our Rosh says that Kayach Kaychai is Kekaychai. And that says Kayach Kaychai Lav Kekaychai. So this is Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim is printed in the Gerach al HaShas in Bava Basra. I think Daf Chavav in Perek Vayachbar. And Reb Chaim says that there's a chilek in Kayach Kaychai, and he says a cloud. His klal is the following. There are some places where you need, where the Torah requires kayach gavra. It requires that a person do something. You have some places where it doesn't matter if you did it b'kayach gavra. If you did it in the lamdishayif, and you also did it. Matilas yadayim needs kayach gavra. The person has to pour water on his hands. It means that the person should do it. If you gairim, the water goes on your hands, it's not good enough. It needs kayach gavra. Mazik doesn't require kayach gavra. A gavmi is also chayiv. Certain causes are also chayiv. The person has to do it. Lomdish, it has to be that the person did it. Rav Chaim says that there's a difference between ritzicha and mazik. The difference between killing somebody and being mazik somebody. Ritzicha has to be the maisa gavra, has to be the maisa of the person that killed. Garmi is potter by ritzicha. Garmi has to be mamish, the maisa of the person. Kayach kaycha is not mamish yamaisa, it's a step removed. So therefore, kayach kaycha by ritzicha is potter. What about Mashenke by being mazik? Even Shiroth is with Misasan. I'm talking about the list of Isla Sirtza. Lois Sirtza is in Aveira only because of God. The din of Tashlumei Nezikin, where Garmi is Chayiv, whether you're paying for damaging a person, or damaging an animal, or damaging a kewi, be it Garmi is Chayiv. And Koyach Koyach is Zichah Chayiv. Koyach Koyach is more than Garmi. So, Reb Chaim says that there's a difference between Nezikin and Ritzicha. By Ritzicha, Kayach Kaychai is like Kaychai, and by Mazik, Kayach Kaychai is Kaychai. That's his side. But he is a Knech, which throws a whole new light on something we discussed, which makes it actually better and more satisfying. The Gemara says, and I mentioned this Gemara to you in Sanhedrin, that if you throw something up and it kills a person on the way down, the Gemara says that if you throw it at an angle, it goes up and then it comes down, okay, because it's still your maisa, because it's your maisa, even though it went down, but it's still your maisa that's propelling it in that direction. Rashi and Tosfos both on the dive from that Gemara, the Chiddush Gadol, that if you throw something straight up and then it comes straight down and it kills somebody, that's your potter. Because kol so kaychai, your mice is finished. If you throw it straight up and then it comes straight down, Rashi and Tosfos both agreed that it's kol so kaychai, and that if somebody gets killed, that's your potter. They say it's a Gemara, because the Gemara there says if you throw it at an angle, the Gemara asks that it's kol so kaychai. You throw it at an angle and it's on the way down, so Gemara answers, it's something like it still is kaychai hakolosh. It still has a weak kayak, but it's still moving because of him. So then the diet, if you throw it straight up and it comes straight down, both Rashi and Tosfos agree that you're potter. That the Ayin Zayin is Sanhedrin, it's a Gemara which is quoted all over the place, because it's a big chiddush, that gravity is not your maisa. If you throw something straight up, it comes straight down, you're potter. So we discussed the other week something which is not mistaver, I don't think, to anybody in the room. But it seems it comes from that if I hold my hand and I open my hand and something falls down and it breaks something, then I'm potter. If I hold the rock in my hand, I open my hand and it falls and breaks, and I'm potter. It's gravity, it's not kaycha. But that seems to be Rashi and Tosfos. So Reb Chaim, in this piece, I mean, it's all in the Ragrach al Shas, so he's being quoted. Reb Chaim said, "Hu hadin, throwing something straight up and coming straight down, that it's potter, that's only by Ritzicha, which Ritzicha requires Maya Kayach Gavra, has to be Kaychai. So just like Garmi is potter because it's not Kaychai, and just like Kayach Kaychai is potter because it's not Kaychai, so gravity is potter because Kalsa Kaychai. But by Mazik, in Tainas, it's no worse than Garmi or Kayach Kaychai. it's not something straight up, it comes straight down, that it's chayiv by mazik, the truth is, how can it be worse than garmi? Why do we ever discuss if you open your hand and it falls and breaks something that you're potter? Why is it worse than garmi? Because we were thinking that garmi is far kaychay, it's kaychay causing garmi. But Rav Chaim is saying that these are three things that are unique p'turim by Ritzicha: garmi, kaych kaychay, and this case of gravity, which we call kolsa kaychay. These three things are unique to Ritzicha. By mazik, they're all three chayim. And the name is for effort, the difference between that Gemara and this Rosh. The Rosh says kaych kaychay kaychay. Gemara Makkah says kaych kaychay lav kaychay, mishkan kasha. Two different things. Now, I'm not sure what Rav Chaim would say about Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos is like, it's like Ritzicha or it's like Mazik. What would Rav Chaim say on Koyach Koychei on Shabbos? Are you saying you got Ritzicha and you got Koyach Gav? Mazik, even if he did an Olam D'Shoif, it's also done. How do we figure out Shabbos? Shabbos has to be on Maisa, or it has to be, if it's your Maisa and Olam D'Shoif, it's the same thing. I guess we could clear. We could start to clear. Which way should it be? Well, first of all, we don't pass in Shisus Kehav on Beis Bishan. And Shisus Behemtai is a separate pasuk. When we say Shisus Behemtai, it doesn't mean if you get your behemoth to dig, that you're chayav to dig it. You're not chayav to dig it. You're chayav to Shisus Behemtai. So it's not if your animal digs like you dig. It's a separate pasuk, behemtacha. That's it's machayav. Sereya dropping the seed. I mentioned to you then the Asameya says if you drop a seed, you're potter. The Asameya said that on Shabbos it's also p'tor. So I don't know what Rav Chaim would say about Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos is like a tzichu, Hilchos Shabbos is like mazik. I'm not sure.
Maybe tzichu is having something in front of somebody is also potter.
Yes, it seems. Kosta kaycha, you can throw it straight up and it comes straight down, you're potter. So if you open your hand and let go, it's also a p'tor. So there is another Arsameach in Hilchos Shabbos on Koyach Koychei. The Arsameach Nemzon, just like the Arsameach says on Shabbos, if you do Malacha through gravity, you're potter. The Arsameach Nemzon, that Koyach Koychei in Hilchos Shabbos, is also potter. Huh? Kayach Kayach is also potter. What's an example? So he gives an example. What's an example of Kayach Kayach on Shabbos? He says, Bishul, cooking is in fire. He says, if you cook, let's say you have a Kli Rishon, a hot pot of water on the fire, you take it off the fire, and you put into the Kli Rishon, you put in a raw piece of fish, and it cooks in the hot water. That's kaychay of aish. The water is kaychay of the aish. So just like you're chayiv if you cook in the fire, you're chayiv if you're cooking kaychay. Let's say you take a fire, a pot of hot water, you take it off the fire, you put a piece of metal into the hot water. The metal gets very hot. You take out the metal, and then you put a piece of fish on the metal, and the metal cooks it. He says, then you'll be potter. That's kayach kaychay of the aish. And that's potter. So he says, kayach kaychay of the aish, and it's potter. What does he gain with this case? The Sameach wants to explain a big insight in Hilchos Shabbos, which we always struggle to explain. Why is it that on Shabbos in a Kli Rishon, you chayiv if you cook? And in a klisheini, you're potter. Someone cooks in a klisheini, he's potter. Someone cooks in a klirishin, he's chayiv. Now, poshit, we have a kabbalah. that a Kli Rishon cooks. A Kli Sheni only cooks Kalei Abishal, only cooks certain things that most things in a Kli Sheni don't cook. And therefore, in therefore, Mikra Adin, we're machmer on a Kli Sheni, so we're not bikiim on Kalei Abishal. But the Din of the Gemara is that a Kli Sheni doesn't cook. Why? I can have a Kli Rishon that's 200 degrees, I have a Kli Sheni that's 210 degrees. Why is it that the Kli Sheni potter for cooking and the Kli Rishon are chayiv? What's wrong? It's not true that way.
You want to say the Kli Sheni is perfect, so it's not.
So you're jumping. So I'll tell you what he says, and then you'll tell me why it's not. Now the truth is, Ramosha writes that there's something called the quality of fire. Fire heat that's on the way down doesn't cook as well. And in a Kli Sheni, it may be 210 degrees, but it's cooling. It's on the way down. So Ramosha is master. Our Sameach is master the following. He says, we understand that the fanois help with the cooking. When you have a pot, the heat of the tefanos contributes to the cooking. The Gemara says tefanos and kararos, if they cool the tefanos, they cool up everything inside. The heat of the tefanos contribute to the cooking. So in a Kli Rishon, he says the tefanos are kaychay avesh. So if you cook with the water and the tefanos, you chay. In a Kli Sheni, the walls of the pot only became warm through the hot water. So the fact that the tefanos contribute, they radiate the heat inwards and cause and help with the cooking, that's kayach kayachai, that's a second kayach. He says that's why a Kli Sheni, even though it could cook just as well sometimes a Kli Rishon. But because the tefanos are mitzdaref, and the tefanos are kayach kayachai of the heat, so that's the reason that the Kli Sheni is potter. What do they say, Yanki?
The water is from Mitzaref.
The water is Mitzaref, but yeah, without a keli, water doesn't cook fire. Well. Water just spreads.
It's for the tzirif of Tzirif.
You have a tzirif of Kachay, but since you need the tefanos too, therefore it's not. He's saying that water by itself cools very quickly, and water in a pot, the heat radiates because of the walls.
If I do more for Shabbos, it's not.
Depends if you can do it without. Can I prove to you? I can't prove to you that you can do it without.
Eerie helps. Eerie condition is.
Eerie is not the Klipa. It's the national sum. Alright, take it or leave it. On the example of Dar Sameach, it's a tremendous stretch. But the Yisai, he takes on the Yisai, that Kaya Kaya and Shabbos is potter. Whether you like his example, you don't like his example. He names on Kaya Kaya is potter. I'm just wondering if he's masking to Kaya's difference or Kaya's masking to his difference. I'm not sure. I will tell you that Ramesha writes, and all the Paiskim write, that by Odom Amazik, Kaya Yafilomeya Kaya is Chayiv. By Odom Amazik. Can't be worse than Garmi. Shabbos. Shabbos. That what on Shabbos? On Shabbos? I don't know. I can't think of a case of Kayak Kleichai. Hilchishabbos Grama Garmi is Potter. Grama is Potter. It's the Lost of Rabbana. I don't know. I need to set up a contraption to cause Kaya Kaya. It's
not like nature before the Shushu Saram.
Yeah. Okay, that's a shot. Alright, so I don't know. Huh? But the same Gemara's case, right? You throw a rock at a date, and it hits a date, and whatever it does, the end of Gemara to kill somebody, you can do a Fichol Shabbos too. Okay, Akoponim, for this time around at least, this is the quick sugi of Kaya Kaya Chai. The two main Nekudas are of Chaim, It's mechalti with tzicha and mazik. Rav Chaim is very important because he tells us that not all dinim are the same. And there are Sameach who assumes that it applies to Hilchah Shabbos. The Torah applies to Hilchah Shabbos. And here by Mazikin, the Rosh says it's chayiv. Okay, we have to move on. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. That was the Mishnah. So Gemara's question is, what's Hoysa Miva'etes? Touch in the Mishnah. What does it mean, Hoysa Miva'etes? Hoysa Miva'etes is Zika Bibiuta. Does it mean Karen? Oitzroiris Korachayu. Oitzroiris of Regel. Mishan Chatzinezek Rabbanani. I don't know. Hoysa Miva'etes is Zika Bibiuta. Oitzroiris Machmas Biut. Is the Troiris of our Mishnah the Troiris of a Shinoi? Karen. And then Mishan Chatzin Nezek, Hafi Yorchi Mishan Nezek, Shalom Mani Sum Chasid. So Gemara's Shaila is, should we explain our Mishnah that it's Sumchis, and it means Tzrayris of Biot, or not? Tashma Mesefer, Beferish in the Sefer, Darsa Ala Kli, Bishavra Sefer Nafal HaShevra Al Kli, Ache, Bishavra, Yalu Bishu Mishan Nezek Shalom. And on the Shaila you pay Chatzin Nezek, Ache Chatzin Nezek, it's Pashin, it's Yika Sumchis, Mi Yisle Chatzin Nezek. He came and Risha Risha La Taza. Sheni Sheni La Taza. Mishani La Sunda Zen Kaycha La Kaycha Kaycha. Do you think our Mishnah is telling you a chilek between Kaycha and Kaycha Kaycha? That's a Nibaya. Well, the Baya of Ashi Kaycha Kaycha La Sunda Kaycha Dami Yalaka Kaycha Dami Tisha Lay Balaka Kaycha Dami. So it must be Rav Ashi Ki Rabbana Mukiva. It must be Rav Ashi explains our Mishnah is not Sunchis. Our Mishnah is the Rabbana. No, Baya Lay Hachi. I said, Mevetes, Vizika Bibiuta. Oitzras Korachayu, Chatzin Nezek, Hamachbas Biot, Ravi Nezek, Vyeshinoi, Oidil Maisavet, Vizika Bibiuta, Oitzras Machbas Biot, Chatzin Nezek, Vyeshinoi, Tech. He says, no, even Ravashi, because that's like the Rabbanan, and could still have it, the two ways to learn, Hoysa Mivaetes, if we're going on Tzrayis of Biot, or if we're not going on Tzrayis of Biot, and Tzrayis of Biot would be Revi and Nezek, and the Mishnah is talking about Tzrayis of Rokhai. So it's already really, it's a little schwer. If the Mishnah is talking about Tzrayis of Regel, why does it mention Biot in the first place? Why does it mention Biot, the Stam Karen? If the Mishnah is talking about Tzrayis of Regel, why does it mention Karen? So there was a Tzrayis on Yechesa Mer Aleph that was bothered by this. And the Tosis, when you learn the Gemara, you appreciate. Tosis said, Tosis said, Agav, the Shavu, the Tzoyris, Nakhil Lohachim. Tosis said, that since it's Chatzin Nezek, just like Tzoyris, it's Chavdar in the Mishnah. And therefore, it could be that the Sefer is Regel. Let's go to the next Dibayi. What I'd like to do, and you'll see why in a minute, the Gemara here has on the second wide line one Dibayi. And then, on the sixth wide line, another. I'd like to learn first the Ibaya on the sixth wide line, and then the one back on the second one. Okay, the one on the sixth line is a very short Ibaya. Boy, me there, hear me, Amirim Zaira. Hoysa mehalechas b'shusha rabim. Now, there are two girsois here. Okay, it says uboata, and on the side it says the maram is not gairisit. As I'll show you soon, the marsha is gairisit. It appears there are two girsois in the Gemara. Most of the Mefarshim are not Gairis Uba'ata. And we'll see a Marsha soon who is Gairisit. So I'd like for you to understand the difference between the Girsa, yeah, the Girsa Nisht. The significance of whether you're Gairis Uba'ata or you're not. Obviously one way should be more Pashit and one way should be less Pashit. So let's see which way is more Pashit. By the way, I'm saying. I'm going to try to gear so Ba'ata. What does Ba'ata mean? What does it mean, Biot? Karen. So it's walking in the street, it kicked. Vihitiza vihizika ma'u. It kicked and did tzrayis. Do we say la Karen medamin Allah b'chayeves? Edilma told the regel who? Uptura. Amalayim is not told the regel who? Period. Does the Girsa Uba'ata make sense? Pashtus. Hash does know. Why? Because what's the shayla? What's the shayla? What's the answer? It was Barta and Tsrairis. And you want to call it Rego? Might even be Revi and Nazar. It's Barta, kicked, and it was not this Tsrairis. How could it be Garis or Barta? So Avada, all of the Ruba, the Ruba of the Mepharshim, take on like the Maram. That Barta you have to take out. Problem is you have to take out a Rashi also. So you have to change your girsa twice. We don't like to usually change your girsa two times. But alright, the Maram changes the girsa two times. He says it's talking about Karen. Not Karen, it's all about Regel. So if it's Regel, why is it better? What's the Gemara's Ibayan? So the Ibayan is, once it's Regel of Tsrairis, the Ibayan is, maybe you should compare it to Dine Karen. Maybe not. Gemara says it's like Regel. The Rashi, Oy Dilma, is Takamash, we're talking about Regel. So Rashi, Oy Dilma, called Tsrairis, Ki Urchayu, told her the Regel with him. Ki Urchayu means not Ba'ata. So the Pashat way to learn this is without the Girsa Ba'ata, just to learn a simple case. It's Regel, the Gemara says, is it Mamish Regel? It's Chatzin Nezek. Maybe you should compare it to Karen. No, it's Regel. Very little chiddush in Ibai. Masha is Geiris Ubaata. What's the pshat? What's the pshat if you're Geiris Ubaata? So I think that the only way to learn the Masha is Geirsa. And it has Shverakai, but the Masha is Geiris. The only way to learn the Masha is Geirsa is to go back. When we started the Perek, I told you there are three main Chakiris in the Inyan and Tsrairis. There are three main Nidainim in the Inyan of Tsrairis, in the Lomdus of it. If Tsrairis, what the Taich of Tsrairis is, the Ketula Shmo, we spoke out the first day. The second one was if Tsrairis applies to Shein and Karen or just to Regel. And the third one was if Tsrairis is Alachom Shir Sinai Lakulo Lachobro. Those are the three main Chakiris in these Sukkis. In the Hakira, Tsrairis applies only to Regel, or if Tsrairis, if there's such a thing as Tsrairis of Karen and Shane, I spoke out then the Reb Chaim, that the Baruch Beh brings the Baruch Shmuel Simin Yates. Reb Chaim, and we had three people, Reb Chaim, Reb Aryeh Leib, I forgot the third one at the moment, all three said that there's only Tsrairis of Regel. There's no other Tsrairis in the world. There's only Tsrairis of Regel. If it's Tsrairis of Shein, it's also Tsrairis of Regel. If it's Tsrairis of Karen, it's also Tsrairis of Regel. Pshat, Reb Chaim learned. Tsrairis, without Allah HaMishu Mishinai, Tsrairis would be, Reb Chaim learned, would be Potter. Reb Chaim's old rule, that without a Chiddush of the Torah, all the Mazikim are Potter. So Reb Chaim learned into Shitas Rashi, Taisus didn't learn this way, but into Shitas Rashi, that all Tsrairis is a new category of Mazik. It's not that Shein has a subcategory of Tsrairis, and Regel has a subcategory, and Karen has. No, there's one new Mazik called Tsrairis. It's a new Mazik called Tsrairis, why should I call it Regel? I should call it Regel, call it whatever you want. So Reb Chaim said, that's the Gemara's Kashim. The first time in the Masechta we had the word Tsrairis, I believe, was in Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara said, well, they say, Tsrairis. So you'll ask me, why am I calling it Regel? According to Reb Chaim, Tsrairis is a new Mazik. Why call it Regel? That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara says, Amai Karla told her the Regel. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Amai Karla told her the Regel. The Gemara is asking, Tsrairis is a new Mazik. Why are you calling it Tolda Deregel? Teretiz L'Paitre Bishna Surah. We're giving it a name, Tolda Deregel, not because it's Regel. Tsrairis could be Regel. Tsrairis could be Shane. Tsrairis could be Karen. Could be Mishuna. Could be Urchayu. It could be Derech Achila. It's all one category of Tsrairis. We give it a name, Tolda Deregel, to Patre Bishna Surah. That's all. For the Torah of Bishna Surah. That's our Chaim. According to Rav Chaim, the girsa ubaata is not so bad. You could learn the Gemara. Chaysa mahaleches b'shusha rabin ubaata v'hitiza v'hizika. An animal did kick b'shusha rabin and caused tsoiris. It's a very good shayla. Do I say l'kerem idamin ala v'chayeves? It's kerem, it was baata. It should be chay b'shusha rabin. I don't want to tell the regular ptura for it. Tsoiris is always a talda of regal. And on my coral, I told the regal, a pitcher of Shusarabim. So therefore, it should, tsoiris of kicking should be part of Shusarabim. I'm a lady, I told the regal. See here? If you go to Subata, the Gemara is saying a chidish, that Karen is chayav Shusarabim. But all tsoiris are part of Shusarabim. It doesn't matter if it's tsoiris of regal, tsoiris of Karen. All tsoiris are potter. Why? Because tsoiris is not Karen. Tsoiris will be potter. Halacha Mishum Sinai made tsoiris the tolda of regel. It gets all dine regel. And therefore tsoiris is always chayiv, is always potter b'shusarav. Even though it came through kicking. This pshat with the girsul ba'ata is very smooth. It's a very smooth pshat. Once you hear it, it's even better than the other pshat. The other pshat is like pshita. If it's tsoiris of regal, of course it's regal. Why would I think? This way, it's like a very big chiddush. Tsoiris of bi'ita, and a my karla told her to carry the pitcher of shisarabim. It's almost a very good pshat. But certainly, if you go with subata, this mistama, this is the pshat. Now you have to understand, Reb Chaim himself is a chiddush. And the whole mahaloch, most of the Farshia Gemara did not talk that way. Most of them talk about Tolda de Karen. But if you go to Subata, there's also a Gersa with Rav Chaim's Mahaloch, it's a Geshmaki Gersa. Now, let's go back to the previous Ibaya, because the Mashah is not on the Gemara of Ubata. Mashah didn't even know that Maram took out the Gersa. Maram Mashah just had the Gersa. But you could see from the way he explains the previous Ibaya, that he had the gear. So let's see now the baya on the second line of the Gemara. Bay minei rababa bar mamal mirabami. Amri lam rabchia bar abba. Haysa mehaleches b'mokim she'i efshola elam kemen atezes. The animal is walking. Now what's the case exactly? It's walking in a place where it could only do hatazim. So I'm not sure what the case is. Well, it's full of pebbles. There are a lot of pebbles. I mean, I've walked on pebbles and no pebbles shot out from under my foot and went flying. Maybe animals walk differently. So the animal's walking on a place where there are a lot of pebbles, and it's for sure going to be menatis. How it shy is not to shy, but it's such a mitzvah. Ubat avitiza. Now this animal didn't know that it doesn't have to kick to do hatzaras. It was in the mood. It did a kicking. Vitiza, and the rock shot out. Now, do we say Kivdi Eshalah Orcheim? The beard did nothing. It's going to shoot out anyway. Orcheim. I do my hashtami a machbis beard coming at Tezus Tsoiris. Or maybe now it's regal. Now it's Karen. It did it by kicking. Take it. Before I get to the Lomdis, just when I learned this Gemara, I had a kasha. I don't see anybody asked. I didn't understand. An animal is walking on rocks, and it's for sure, such a mitzvah, it's for sure a rock is going to shoot at him and have potentially be mazik. This animal kicked the rock. What happened with the rock? Obviously it was mazik. So the rock went, and it flew into someone's windshield that was parked on the side, and it broke the windshield. I don't understand the Ibaya. If the animal would have walked, that taza would have happened in one direction. The animal kicked, stomped, that taza went in a different direction, or a different chayach. I understand what the Gemara is talking about, that since if it would have walked, it would have shot out anyway. So now that it kicked, the kicking is irrelevant. So we'll look at it as if it just walked and shot out. I didn't understand Pashut Pshat in the Gemara. What does it mean? They're two different things. The walking, there's one type of tsoiris in one direction. The beard, they're a different type of tsoiris. No? I don't think so. If you're walking somewhere, going to move the same direction, the same kayak, as if he's kicking? I think so. Yeah, if there's a rock on the floor, and you swing your foot and kick it, it'll fly. If you walk and you kick it, it'll fly. It'll fly the same way, the same spot. It's like it's the same thing. Huh? It goes the same way, the same kayak, the same everything. To me, it's a propeller. Same hesitant.
You throw with more kayak if it steps on it, then it uses the kayak of its weight. It flies out with kicking it.
Kicking
it,
you must kayak.
Yeah.
And obviously, it could happen this way, it could happen that way. But why are we assuming that whatever it did with kicking would have been exactly the same thing that would happen the other way? I understand. If there are a bunch of rocks and there's one glass all around it, so it really doesn't matter what you do, you're going to break the glass. But that's not the case. I mean, there are kalim all over the place. It's in the street. If a rock could fly out and break nothing. A rock could fly out and yeah, break something. If it was when you kicked it, it broke something. It means it would have walked, would have dafka broken something. All right. It would, well, an animal, there's no pshia on an animal. Animals allowed to walk in the street, and the animal's not.
Right?
Are you allowed to let him walk on a street that's covered with pebbles? In other words, will regal have a tour in such a rishus sarab? Okay. So I didn't realize it's late, but that's what we have to talk about. That's Tysus. So Sunday, I really wanted to finish the next mission, which. Probably going to have to wait till Monday. But learn the Taisvis and the Mashah and the Taisvis. Now, if I understand the Mashah correctly, the Mashah has a Gersel Bath on the next Gemara, which is why I was Magdim the next Gemara to this Gemara. But, okay, we'll do it.